The Town, 97.7 FM and 1450 AM WAOV Vincennes and 97.3 FM WAOV Washington.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. Today, U.S. senators being sworn in as jurors for the impeachment trial of Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for failing to enforce U.S. border laws. While the Trump hush money trial in New York takes a day off, seven jurors chosen so far. The former president went to a bodega in Harlem where he pledged to clean up New York and all the cities and help the residents there chanting four more years.
The African-American community now is not getting jobs. Migrants are taking their jobs that are here illegally. Hispanics are not getting jobs. Migrants are taking the jobs. If you look at the unemployment is good for migrants now. It went up 10%, all migrants.
Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass calling for the most fortunate Angelenos to give to a capital campaign to build housing for the homeless in her State of the City message. America is listening to Fox News.
I feel good.
Dad, are you singing to your cereal?
Yes, I am, like I knew that I would.
No, a dance too?
Come on, Ava. Silk almond milk. Starts the morning on a high note.
Yow!
Songs, dances, and dad jokes.
So good. So good. I got you.
Silk almond milk.
With calcium, vitamins A, D, and E.
Feel plenty good.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
From the WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. Work continues on the closed section of Washington Avenue, especially near the intersection of Washington and Emerson. The latest work will help with drainage, especially coming down from the Heights area east of Washington Avenue. Vincennes City Engineer John Sprague says draining work this week will also help traffic going to the Washington Learning Academy. Overall work on the current Washington Avenue project will continue from now through the fall months. Monday of next week, the expected day for occupation of the new Knox County Community Corrections Facility. Prior to the move, there will be an open house for the building from 1 to 5 on Saturday. Much of the furnishings are either in place or being moved to the new structure at the old Decker location. Knox County Sheriff's deputies arrested a Bicknell man this morning and following his discovery at a home on New Jersey Street in Bicknell. 35-year-old Philip Brown Jr. was arrested after claiming that he tried to escape capture. Brown being held right now without bond in the Knox County Jail. More news available anytime at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
It takes a special type of person to inform and entertain, and that's what we do at TOC Direct Media. Inform and entertain. If you think you have what it takes, consider us for your next move. Log on to originalcompany.com and give us the reasons we should consider you for one of our openings. It might be just a side hustle for you. Log on to theoriginalcompany.com, an equal opportunity employer. Part-time, full-time, or side hustle.
The WAOV forecast now from the Bryan Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. A high expected near 80 today with some gradual clearing. For tonight, mostly clear, low near 54. And then a chance of rain at 40% for tomorrow and a high near 83, 63 on Friday. It's St. Louis Cardinal Baseball. Hear the Cardinals all season long right here on WAOV.
The following is a previously aired program on the WAOV Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger. Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on 97.7 FM, 1450 AM, WAOV in Vincennes, 97.3 FM in Washington. Dwayne Chatton, our guest this segment. He represents the Civitan organization. Good morning.
Good morning.
If we're talking Civitan in April, it must be auction time.
You know, the big April event was the eclipse, of course, historic. But the next biggest event, in our opinion, humble opinion, is the Civitan Radio Auction.
Well, unlike the eclipse, which comes and goes every
370 years.
The Civitan Radio Auction has been going how long now?
This is our 69th year. 69th year. We began in 1955. To give you a little perspective, let's see, I'm going to turn 71 in May. So this auction, I was 2 years old, so I want to just get in for the record that I was not part of the Civitan Radio Auction that year. But, you know, that is a long time ago. And it actually indicates two things. It indicates the staying power of the Vincennes Civitan Club. It also indicates the staying power of radio, because mm-hmm. we have not changed our technology in all those years, and we still have a great audience who supports the Civitan Radio Auction. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I've got a little surprise this morning. We're going to present you and the station a box of delicious marshmallow peeps in gratitude for the station supporting us all those years. But in the Civitan Club, PEEPS is one of our highest awards, because PEEPS stands for Person Exhibiting Extraordinary Performance and Service. So, Ed, you get the first box of PEEPS. Hope you'll share it with the staff.
Yeah, oh, sure I will. Sure I will.
I'm going to be checking with them to find out.
Oh, I'll pass it on. It may be empty, but I'll pass it on. Okay, all right. Well, thank you so much. You know what? The one thing this, to me, exemplifies is the word local.
Yes.
I mean, because this is local. This is a local event, and then you can't beat it.
It is. I mean, everything that we sell on the air is donated locally. And then the proceeds from the auction each year is reinvested right in our community. Our most recent we have two very recent examples. We donated $10,000 to the new park commemorating the role of Native Americans in this part of the country. Right along the Riverwalk. Of course, they just had their reveal during the eclipse. But we donated $10,000, which was matched. So, in effect, that was a $20,000 investment mm-hmm. in that park. It's not quite finished yet, but a lot of features are in. More features are soon to be added. And also, just last month, the Vincennes Civitan Club announced that we are initiating a $2,500 a year scholarship for special education majors at Vincennes University, specifically geared to third and fourth year students in their baccalaureate program, because that is an identified need that we discovered, that there is, first of all, tremendous need for special education teachers right here locally, and we have local people pursuing that degree, but by the time they get to their junior and senior year, they get just a little stretched financially, we found out from talking to the instructors. And so the Civitan Club stepped forward to fill that need. See, these are just two very recent examples of the way we invest in the community.
Okay. The thing is, when you talk about investing in the community, I don't think people realize you invest several ways. You invest by, of course, financial, but also your human capital.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the work that you guys put in. And then also, I think, is understanding what is needed. And I think sometimes we forget that. How did they come up with that idea? Or you guys just don't pick it out of a hat and say, hey, this is next. I mean, you realize what is needed.
No, we actually go out and explore what's needed in our community. For instance, when we found out that the clock was ticking on that matching grant for the new park along the Riverwalk, There was just a short time left, and they were going to leave some of that match money on the table. So we stepped forward, and, you know, for a small club like us, a $10,000 grant is major dollars. But when we realized it was going to be matched and turned into a beautiful addition to the Riverwalk, which, by the way, the Riverwalk was the center of attraction for the Eclipse. A lot of people enjoyed the Eclipse there. That was a need we wanted to step forward and help fill that need. Of course, the Civitan Club internationally has long had a special focus on helping people with developmental disabilities, and that's the reason in our community at the corner of St. Clair and Washington Avenue, there is a wonderful facility called the Civitan Children's Center. The reason it has that name, Civitan, is because Civitan International, working with our local club back at the time that was developed, made a major grant to help build that building. And since that time, the Vincennes Civitan Club has annually made some sort of contribution to the club. But just, you know, some years ago, we replaced all the children's desk, tables, and chairs, as an example. But handicap-accessible playground equipment, tree plantings, a butterfly garden, I could go on and on with curriculum items that we have contributed a number of times. So your dollars really do make a difference. And you know, it's right here local. It's all invested here locally.
Before I go any farther, we're 6 minutes in this conversation. It's April 21st through 25th, folks. I'm sorry. I better tell you when it is.
Yes, it is. And that's right around the corner. Boy, we're scrambling right now. But 7 to 9:30 each evening, five big evenings. And, you know, some people, maybe they're not auction people. Maybe they don't go out and attend auctions. Our auction's just a little different because you can enjoy it from your living room, if you're out on your porch, if the weather's good, take your radio with you. Or you can, as my daughters do, my daughters grew up with the Civitan radio auction, me being a longtime Civitan member, and they kind of miss it now that they've moved away from the community. I have one in Indianapolis and the other in Denver. Guess what? They tune into our WZDM.com, and they can listen to the auction. And they can even call in and bid, and my daughters have done that, and it's always a kick to be on the phones and get a call from my daughter purchasing an item, knowing that old dad's going to have to drive it up to Indy or Denver.
You know what, and you brought this up earlier, and I think it's a great point. It hasn't changed, even though technology has changed, and we're able to do stuff on the World Wide Web and stuff, you guys still take landline phone calls. Yeah. You write stuff down. You don't type stuff in a computer.
Well, the one thing we have changed, obviously,
locations.
The radio has remained the constant and a very successful constant for us. But we now use not landlines. We use
cell phones.
Cell phones.
Okay, all right.
And by doing that, we actually can add some new features. So for instance, if all our operators are busy, you get that little jingle and so forth while we wait to answer your call.
Okay, all right.
But in addition, it's cut our costs tremendously, and the more we cut our costs, the more dollars we can invest in the community. So it's really been a real benefit for us.
Sure. I should have realized that. That's true. But again, it is that human contact.
It is that people. Well, and this is what I started to talk about a minute ago. Even if you don't attend auctions, our auction is something you can enjoy from your home, your yard, driving down the street in your car. It's fun. It's fun. We're not like you, Ed. We're not professional broadcasters by any means. We should take a course from you, but we are just amateurs. We're talking Kelly Perry and Dennis Cordes, Will Drews, you know, just all sorts of members that get involved. You can tell we're amateurs. And maybe that, I think that kind of adds a little element to it. Some people say we're humorous to listen to. I hope they're saying that in a kind way.
Okay. Long as there's no singing, Dwayne.
Well,
singing is not prohibited.
Yes, that's something we've had for some years. If the phones ain't ringing, chatting starts singing. And generally, that causes the phones to just ring off the wall. So,
right.
we have a lot of fun. But, it's all for a good cause. And this year, we do have a little change. We last year, we were at Colonial Assisted Living. They donated their facilities to us. This year, the Vincennes YMCA is donating facilities to us. So we are relocating. Of course, that doesn't make any difference to the people listening to the auction, but it does make a difference when you successfully purchase gift certificates or items. You will now go to the Y after the auction to redeem your what you bought.
Don't come to the station, please.
Do not come to the station. No. Come to the YMCA. Dennis Cordes, new director out there, he'll welcome you, as well as our Civitan volunteers. And that's a change. But I think you know, once again, we'll be very conveniently located. Lots of good, you know, parking, so you can come right up to the door and pick up your items. And I do want to get out a message, though. You know, in addition to wanting to attract people to listen to the auction and to purchase items to support us, if you are a business or institution of any kind, or even an individual in the community that would like to contribute to the auction by donating a service or a product or a gift certificate, please give us a call. I'll give you my personal number. It's a cell number, so you can text me. But it's 812-887-6397. Or I'm on Facebook. Just go to look for Dwayne Chatton on Facebook. And either way, contact us, because we have a number of volunteers out soliciting, but, you know, they're busy people too, and the business owners and so forth in the community are busy people. Sometimes they just haven't made that connection yet. The auction's coming up real quickly. April 21 is our first night. So if you haven't been contacted, you want to support the auction, please contact us and support the auction. Your dollars are going to really help the community.
All right. Let's take a break, and we'll have more after this on WAOV.
Here is a check of the life and death report now from WAOV. Funeral services for longtime Vincennes attorney Jerry McGahee will be conducted with a massive Christian burial Monday at 11. That'll be at the St. Vincent Catholic Church on Hart Street in Vincennes. McGahee passed away at the age of 86. And that happened on April the 13th. Visitation will take place 3 to 5 on Sunday at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home, with a rosary service beginning at 5. Burial will be in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Memorial contributions to the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church. Online memories may be made at GoodwinSeversFH.com. Funeral services for 37-year-old Joshua Like will be conducted with services to be held with a private committal service at a later date. Like passed away on April the 13th, again at the age of 37. Visitation 11 to 4. That'll be at Frederick and Son McClurott Funeral Home, Vincennes Chapel, on Saturday. And memorial contributions may be made to Tucker Like for a scholarship fund that has been set up. Condolences and memories may be made at frederickandson.com. Mr. Like was a former deputy coroner. Funeral services for Mary Becker will be conducted with funeral services Friday. That'll be at St. John's Catholic Church starting that morning at 11. Becker passed away on April the 15th. Visitation 4 until 8. That'll be on Thursday at Frederick and Son McClurott Funeral Home, Vincennes Chapel. Burial in the Mount Calvary Cemetery. Online condolences at frederickandson.com. Funeral services for 85-year-old Ronald Thomas Sr. will be conducted on Monday with a memorial service 4 to 7. That'll be at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. Ron Thomas passed away on March the 29th, visitation, as we mentioned, with that memorial service on Monday. Online memories at GoodwinSeavers.com. Memorial contributions may be made to the Vincennes Lincoln Athletic Booster Club. And funeral services for 67-year-old Annette Wallace of Vincennes will be conducted with a massive Christian burial. That will take place on Thursday, so that'll be tomorrow. That will be happening after visitation at Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home. That'll be 10 to 12 tomorrow, and burial will be in the St. Thomas Cemetery at a later date. Wallace was a former coach and worker in the South Knox District. That is the Life and Death Report.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I'm not saying that America has to engage. I am saying that if all they're asking for is for us to provide weapons that they're willing to pay for, that's the least of what I think we should be willing to do. Because their war on Israel, the little Satan, is just a preview of coming attractions and what ultimately would be their big war, which is against us. If you ever wondered what America would look like with a very pathetic, weak president, you're witnessing it right now. The world has been emboldened by Joe Biden's weakness, by his appeasement, by his frailty, by his cognitive decline, and that's how this new axis of evil has now emerged.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. A high of 80 today with partly cloudy conditions expected through the day today. For tonight, mostly clear. Low near 54, then a 40% chance of rain moving in for tomorrow. And look for a high of 83. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, weekdays at 10 on WAOV.
Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger here on WAOV. Wayne Chatton from the Civitan Auction, our guest this segment. The radio auction coming up April 21st through 25th, 7 until 9:30. We've always kicked it off on a Sunday night, kind of get the work week going. The most interesting phenomenon about this auction, more than the personalities that are doing it, is a $20 pizza may go for $25.
Well, you know,
it's competition. It's competition. I'm not losing to that next person, especially if I know them.
Yes, exactly, exactly. There is some of that competition that takes place, and it's always fun when that happens. Two people, like you say, traditionally know each other, and they're wanting to make sure they get that pizza. But they don't really mind paying for some items a little more than retail because, once again, they know it's going to be right invested in the community very quickly. And they just enjoy the fun. Now, on the other hand, you can get some Civitan bargains,
sure
too. So you just, like any auction, you just have to listen. And by the way, our slowest night is usually Sunday night. It usually takes a little while for the community to wake up that we are on the air. So I've always told people, if you really want some good Civitan bargains, tune in Sunday night, because we tend to, you know, we haven't quite built up that peak audience yet. Mm-hmm. By the end of the week, we're really rolling. But but please tune in. I know Sunday sometimes people are doing yard work or they're, you know, traveled or something. But once again, you can listen on the road. Just don't use your cell phone to call in. Safely pull over before
unless you're a passenger.
Oh, unless you're a passenger, you can do that.
Yeah.
But and keep in mind, right from your, suppose you're you should have done your taxes by then. But I know a few people do them late. If you're on your computer doing your late taxes, you can still listen to WZDM.com anywhere in the world.
It's a fun thing. You have items that appeal to everybody. You know, what do I usually get from the Civitan auction? Trash bags.
trash bags. We have those again at a very affordable price, and they are the heavy-duty trash bags. If you're one of those people that want to get your value out of your trash sticker, if you live in the city, you like to jump up and down in your bag, compacting it as much as you can. Mm-hmm. This is the 2 millimeter. Mm-hmm. It's the big heavy duty.
It's for the limbs and the boards and everything else like that.
That kind of stuff. Yeah. That kind of stuff.
Those are good. I mean, there's just all kinds of. I mean, they got food items. We've got great restaurants who contribute.
That brings up an important item. If you're a business or institution that you do not have a product that would sell, go out to your favorite restaurant or candy store, whatever it is, and get a gift certificate, because your business will be mentioned as donating that restaurant gift certificate or a big bag of caramel corn from Charlie's Caramel Corn. They are, I think, our longest continuous donor to the auction. So
they really?
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
And that's a product that truly a lot of people bid on. But restaurant gift certificates, very, very popular. Some people put together a basket mm-hmm. of all kinds of things. Typically, the Knox County Library will put together a really nice gift basket full of books and games and all kinds of things. But there's, you know, if you don't have an item to donate, I bet you can create something pretty quickly.
And I think Dennis will probably have some things from the Y, I'm sure.
Yes.
Dennis, no pressure on you, buddy.
No. Come on, Dennis. Well, he's the maker of that famous Dennis Cordes barbecue. Oh, my gosh. We've never had that. And I don't know if he's doing it this year, but last year he donated several big pans of that.
He made a lot for the eclipse. So.
Yeah, well, he made. Yes, he did. But, no, good guy. And he's going to be a great host mm-hmm. for us at the Y. We really, really appreciate the YMCA for hosting our auction.
It's again, a little bit of a change, but no, it's not what I call a major change, because the auction still runs the way it always has. Now, if you've never called in, okay, you're listening to Wayne. Let's say it's you and Kelly, okay? Okay, bantering back and forth, okay? And let's say it is an oil change from Martin's.
There we go.
Okay. Okay, so we do an oil change, and you start a bid, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All I do is I call that phone number, and I give them my name and the bid.
That is correct, and we run that. We have volunteers that run that into the broadcasters, and we will read your bid, and whoever has that top bid when the auctioneer thinks we've got good value out of it you will get it. And, of course, then you'll wait until the auction is completed on the 25th, and then we'll have a number of days, which we'll announce on the air, when you can pick up your items out at the YMCA.
You don't pick them up the next day. You wait till the auction is...
It's preferred you wait till the end of the auction. I mean, if you're leaving town or something and you bought something on the first night, we'll work with you. But
okay, let me give you a scenario. Let's say I put a bid in and for $50 for an oil change, okay? And it's the highest bid so far, but I got to go. I got to, you know? And then you get back. Did I win? How do I know if I won? Do you call the winners, or are they just relying on them knowing? Or
well, typically they will... continue to listen and find out.
Or they have a proxy.
You could call, let's say, following the auction. There'll be numbers to call. That doesn't really come up very often.
Okay.
Most people who bid, they hang in there. But I could see where that could happen. But
right, okay.
It's the exception, definitely.
All right. Okay, good. So scratch that. That's a bad question.
But as an example, you don't have to listen to all 5 nights of the auction. I mean, if you can only listen Tuesday, Wednesday, I mean, that's fine. If you only listen Sunday, it's not. But people get hooked. I mean, we have people that really enjoy the auction. They're with us all 5 nights. And, you know, because the items we donate or that we have on the air are typically things you are going to buy anyway. It's not like you're increasing your spending budget. You are just diverting this one time a year to buying it from Civitan mm-hmm. and having that invested directly in the community then. You know, things like grocery coupons, restaurant coupons, gas gift certificates. I mean, you're going to buy these anyway, so why not get it from the Vincent Civitan Club in its 69th year? As I tell businesses and people that tune in, this is a tradition, really one of the longest traditions in the community. And so you're part of history. And when you're a business and you donate a gift certificate or a product, your business name is associated with all the good things the Civitan Club has done. We were founded in 1952, so that's a lot of good since 1952, and the things we're doing today. So it's all good. I don't see a downside for a business, helping the Vincennes Civitan Club continue this tradition.
I call the Thursday night Civitan the Shoe Carnival night. And everybody says, why? I go, have you ever been to Shoe Carnival? And they get behind that mic, and they are nonstop.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. You're trying to get all the inventory out.
That's the night we clear the board. We clear the board.
That's something else.
And, of course, that depends. If we don't have the donations that we traditionally do, then, it might not be that way. But in recent years, we've had really good support.